This goes to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, fax 989-875-3732, regarding John, J-O-N, Litwiller, L-I-T-W-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth November 4th of 1945. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mr. Litwiller, with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was August 4th of 2021. He's gained 6 pounds over the last 9 months, but is feeling well. He's had no hospital admissions. He does have edema around both eyes, and that is fairly common, he says, when he wakes up in the morning. It usually gets better as the day goes on. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema in the lower extremities. No chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion. None at rest, and it does improve when he rests. No cough or sputum production. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix. He takes a total of 60 milligram daily. Also, potassium 20 mil equivalent with the Lasix. He's on Entresto, Carvedilol, Isosorbide 30 milligram, also Plavix, Lipitor, fish oil, Glipizide, vitamin C, multivitamin, and extra strength Tylenol, one in the morning and one at night. Physical exam, his weight is 236 pounds, pulse 83, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. No carotid bruise, no JVD. He does have the bilateral periorbital edema, which he states is pretty common in the morning. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart sounds are regular, somewhat distant. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, soft. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 2nd of 2022. Creatinine is improved at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 54. Albumin 4.0, calcium 8.8. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.7. Phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin 14.7. Normal white count and platelets are chronically low. This time they are 99,000. Assessment and plan. Number one is stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension. 4, ischemic cardiomyopathy. 5, ventricular tachycardia with a pacemaker defibrillator and also on the amiodarone. And chronic leukopenia and thrombocytopenia, currently normal white blood cells, but chronically low platelets. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll restrict the fluids, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.